Hello and welcome to the Ray Lytle Show Christmas special, titled How the Marvin Ruined Christmas. Starring Ray Lytle, Marvin, John Lutessa, Tommy, Bob Ferguson-Fees, Kirk Farrar, Alex Degman, Chris Christie, Santa Claus, Seth Rogen, James Franco, Bernadette Peters, Kim Jong-un, The Solid Gold Dancers, The Ghost of Jim the Photographer, Buddy Epson's Nephew Jeff, Former First Lady Barbara Bush, The Mandrell Sisters, NSYNC, Professional Bowler Earl Anthony, R2-D2, The Kid That Played Urkel, Jay Cutler, Roddy Piper, Kathy Lee Gifford, with special appearances by Joan Rivers Doctor, Shields and Yarnell, Robert Downey Jr., four of Bill Cosby's accusers, the Harlem Globetrotters, Preskin, Clay Aiken, the cast of Broadway's Kinky Boots, Mike Huckabee, and RuPaul, with musical performances by Wayne Newton, Green Day, Sammy Hagar and the Cabo Wabo All-Stars, and Adele Dazeem. The Seam is the conference room on the 18th floor of Capital Radio Group Tower. Members of the Fat Club on the Ray Lytle Show are arguing about the upcoming Christmas party that Ray is throwing for the orphanage. And so, our special begins.
I don't know why you guys just don't trust me.
Are you kidding? We don't trust you, Marvin, because every time you get involved with anything, all you do is screw it up.
That's not true, Tommy. Name one example, just one.
Okay. How about when Ray gave you money to get donuts on your way into the show?
I got donuts.
Yes, but you ate them before you got into the studio.
He only asked me to get donuts on the way in. He never said nothing about still having them when I got here. I can't help it. He isn't clear with his instructions.
But Marvin, don't you remember the time we let you order food for Kirk Ferris' birthday party?
What are you talking about, John? I got him some delicious peanut butter pie.
He's allergic to peanuts. He almost died.
He's allergic? Oh, I thought he just had a problem with portion control.
See, that's why we don't let you be in charge of anything.
All these examples were food-related, and I'm not asking to be in charge of any food.
No, what you're asking to be in charge of is worse.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late. What's been happening? Somebody bring me up to speed.
Well, Ray, we decided we're going to get toys for the kids at the orphanage.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it was, until Marvin started demanding to be in charge of the toys.
Oh, that just sounds like a bad idea.
You too, Ray. You're just going to walk up behind me and stab me right in the back.
Nobody is stabbing you in the back,
although some of us would like to.
Oh, here we go again. Is this about that stupid Heimlich maneuver?
You almost let me choke to death.
I didn't know you needed my help.
You ran away from me as I was trying to motion for help.
I thought you were coughing. You could have been contagious. I could have got Ebola for all I knew.
I gotta be honest, Marv. I agree with the guys. I'm not so sure you should really be involved with the whole orphanage Christmas party.
We haven't even talked about last year's debacle when you volunteered to read Winnie the Pooh to the kids at the daycare.
Oh, here we go again. I didn't know that this was a pick on Marvin meeting.
I thought we came to the conclusion that we were never going to speak about this again.
Yeah, besides, I still don't know what I said was so wrong.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. You were supposed to say Tigger. The line was, that's what Tiggers do best.
I forgot my reading glasses, and the T looked like an...
Anyway, we almost got killed by those angry parents.
What kind of moron doesn't know Tigger is spelled with a T?
Oh, for criminy's sake, Tommy, it was an accident. It looked like an...
Anyway, you try to justify it. It's not going to look good, Marvin.
Ray, please, I'm asking you friend to friend. Just give me a second chance. That's all I ask. Please let me help with the toys for the orphanage. Those kids deserve a great Christmas.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
No.
It's a horrible idea.
Yep, he'll ruin Christmas, Ray. Just mark my words.
But guys, it's a season of forgiveness and second chances. It's Christmas. Time for happiness and joy. You know, all that stuff.
A second chance for Christmas is all Marvin wants. Just a chance at redemption to prove he has a good heart.
Don't you know he'll ruin Christmas? It's what Marvin does. There's no inn in Tigger, and there never was.
Just a second chance for Christmas. Let's give him a shot.
He will embarrass us,
but then again, maybe not.
Don't fall for his lies, Ray. You know he will screw up. He will spend all the money and then show up drunk.
A second chance for Christmas, that's all that he asks. Let's let him help us out, guys. We'll give him one small task. It's a second chance for Christmas. It's what we'd all want. If we were screw-ups like Marvin, and we had good hearts.
Marvin will screw up. 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 Marvin will screw up.
Marvin, I have faith in you. So I'm going to give you one job, and it's an important one.
It's all that I ask.
Oh, God, please don't tell me you're going to trust him with money.
No, I'm going to trust him with the toys. Marvin, you don't live that far from the orphanage. So after we buy the toys for the orphans, I'm going to put you in charge of storing the toys at your house. But remember, if anything happens to the toys that you're in charge of, you will ruin Christmas.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I promise, Ray, I won't ruin Christmas.
A couple of days later, at Marvin's house.
Ray, I really thank you for trusting me, and I promise I won't let you down.
Marvin, I have faith in you, but please, listen. You just can't let me down like you have so many times before.
I know, Ray. I've screwed up in the past, but this time is different. I know I can do what I'm supposed to do. And we'll watch over these toys and guard them until the Christmas party at the orphanage. Nothing can make me take my eye off them.
That's good, Marvin, because this is the last chance. It's the last chance I'll ever give you. If you mess this up, then you're done. You'll be off the show forever.
Well, maybe I can't convince you with words, but perhaps I can convince you with this song. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, that I must watch these toys, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. I will not let you down, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Tom. Well, I trust they told you. Me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
Marvin, please,
that
please
I must watch these toys, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I will not let you down, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. You will not have to frown, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
No, don't drink. No, don't drink. No, drinking again. I trust you, Marvin, please. Every child at the orphanage has a dream for a Christmas toy. It's your job to make sure that they have a wonderful day.
Come,
I pray
they
my
told
wish
me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
will come true.
That
I hope
must
that
watch
I
these toys,
can count on you.
I will
You'll
not let you down, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. You will
and
not have to frown, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
You'll have done to make the day for all the orphans. I trust you, Marvin, please. Marvin, please. Marvin, please.
I promise, Ray, that I will not let you down.
Okay, Marvin, I trust you. I'm going to head back to the radio station. But remember, there's only a week until the orphanage Christmas party, and all you have to do is watch these toys and make sure that they get to the orphanage in time for the party.
Will do, boss. Okay, now that he's gone, let's see. What will I do? I can try to watch TV. Let's see what's on Fox News.
War on Christmas. Oh no, it must be ISIS. The Muslim socialist in chief has done it again, allowing yet another shot to be fired in the war on Christmas.
War on Christmas? Oh no, it must be the ISIS. I'd better protect these toys from the terrorists, but what if I fall asleep? I got an idea. Maybe if I call for some help, I can get someone to watch in case I get tired. Let me see here. What did I do with that phone number? Oh, that one, a future housekeeper. Here it is. Let me just dial her up. Hello, is this Gabrielle? This is Marvin. I need a favor, sweetie. What's that? You're at the liquor store. Do I need anything? Well, maybe just a couple of bottles of booze and a few beers and, oh, hell, make it a case. Okay, thanks. See you soon. Hello.
Jimmy John's.
I didn't order any Jimmy John's.
I know, your neighbors did. But I gave a ride to this nice, fine lady.
Hey, Marv, baby.
What took you so long, doll?
How you doing, Big Daddy? I got your hooch.
Thanks, but I'm not allowed to drink it yet. I'm going to save it till after Christmas.
Since when don't you have a couple of drinks, Marvy Pooh? Are you going soft on me?
No, I'm just in charge of all these toys for the kids at the orphanage. So I promised my boss that no matter what, I wouldn't get drunk or anything. But then I heard about the war on Christmas, so I got a little worried that maybe I need some help watching them, so I called you.
Well, ain't you sweet? And what do we have here? Wow, there is some good stuff here, Marvy. Electric cars and video game systems. I bet somebody could get a lot of money at the pawn shop for something like this.
I know, that's why we have to watch them.
Well, Slugger, why don't you have a couple of drinks and I will take first watch?
I don't know, Gabrielle. That seems like a bad idea.
Oh, come on, Marvin. You can trust me. Live a little.
I better not.
Here.
Well,
just take a sip. Come on, just one.
Maybe just one.
It won't hurt.
One never killed anybody.
17 beers later.
Santa Marvy, what's those goodies under the tree? I see that maybe they could be just for me. Santa Marvy, I think those gifts are leaving with me. Santa Marvy, I know these toys are worth a lot of money, and they look good under my tree. Santa Marvy, I think those gifts are leaving with me. Santa Marvy, I know where those toys all should be with me. I'll take good care of them, you see. Santa Marvy, I think those gifts are leaving with me. I think those gifts are leaving with me. I think those gifts are leaving with me. I think those gifts are leaving with me.
What a weird dream. I dreamt that one of my housekeepers got me drunk and had a bunch of large Puerto Rican men show up at my house when I was sleeping and steal all the toys, but I would never let that happen. Let me just get up here and check into the tree to make sure everything is all right. Oh, no, they're gone. Ray is going to kill me. I can't believe it. I ruined Christmas.
As several days go by, Ray and the gang start wondering why they haven't heard from Marvin.
Barb, can you try Marvin again?
I've tried calling him 17 times and nothing.
I wonder what's going on with him.
I'll tell you what's going on. He screwed up. I put money on it. You know why? Because he's Marvin. He always screws up. That's what he does.
John's got a point, Ray. No matter what, Marvin always finds a way to mess up whatever great plans we have.
I still got faith in him.
Well, I sent Tommy over to Marvin's place to go check in on him. He should be back any second.
I'd put $1 million down that he's going to come flying right through that door and say Marvin's a jackass.
Marvin is a jackass!
Told you.
Oh, no. What happened?
Don't tell me.
I will tell you, Ray, just like I told you before, but you just don't learn. All the toys are gone, and so is Marvin.
Marvin the big fat jackass screwed up Christmas once again. Just like we all predicted, he kicked us right in the rear end. All of the toys are missing, the orphans' kids' Christmas is due. Marvin the big fat jackass, because of him Christmas is ruined. Marvin did it once again, just like we knew he would. I hate to be a told you so, but Marvin ruined Christmas, you know.
This is why the people hate him. I really wish you'd listen to me. Marvin the big fat jackass,
he'll go down in his story. Marvin the big fat jackass screwed up Christmas once again. Just like we all predicted, he kicked us right in the rear end. All of the toys are missing, the orphans' kids' Christmas is due. Marvin the big fat jackass, because of him Christmas is ruined.
Marvin did it once again, just like we knew he would. I hate to be a told you so, but Marvin ruined Christmas, you know.
This is why the people hate him. I really wish you'd listen to me. Marvin, the big fat jackass.
He'll go down in history.
Oh, I should have listened to you guys. I trusted Marvin. And sure enough, just as everybody predicted, Marvin ruined Christmas. Meanwhile, in Canada, an obese man is hitchhiking in the cold, snowy wilderness north of the Yukon.
I've got to keep traveling north. It's the only way I can save Christmas, but it's so cold. I've got to keep walking. Can't stop. I think I can. Oh, crap, I can't. Oh, I'm passing out. I know you can't hear me, but I'm sorry, orphans. I'm sorry I ruined your Christmas. Goodbye, cruel world.
And there Marvin lay in the snow, slowly freezing to death, feeling really bad that he let the children down, and feeling even worse that he chose to wear shorts while walking in northern Canada. Somewhere way up north near the Alaska-Canadian border lay an obese man on a failed mission, dying. His name is Marvin, and he ruined Christmas.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to freeze to death before I can even make it to the North Pole. I was so close to helping those orphans, but I guess it's too late. I will just drift off into death. I'll just follow that bright light. Hey, wait a minute. That's not a white light. It's red, and the lights are getting closer.
Why, hello. Is anybody here?
Oh, come on, Rudolph. There is nobody here.
I know I heard something, Herbie. And I definitely smell something.
Hey, watch it with the stinky jokes. I got feelings too, you know.
What? Who are you?
My name is Marvin.
Well, hello, Marvin. What are you doing up here?
I ruined Christmas, so I decided I would head up to the North Pole to find Santa Claus to see if he could help me save the day, but I got tired and fell over. Who are you guys, and what are you doing up here?
My name's Rudolph, and I was running away because I just don't feel needed. I sometimes feel as if I serve no purpose.
And my name's Herbie. I want to be a dentist.
You look like a damn midget.
Marvin, we don't use that word anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean you look like a darn midget.
No, I mean we don't use the M word anymore.
Oh, you must think I'm a horrible person.
Wee-hoo! Oh no, what was that?
Somebody's shooting at us.
Take cover, guys.
Hey there, you. Hold still, you little varmint.
Oh no, she's aiming right for us.
Hey, that looks like the lady that ran for vice president. Her name is Sarah something or other.
Drill, baby, drill.
That last shot was close. We gotta get out of here.
Quick, you two, jump on my back and I'll fly us out of here.
Oh, geez, Rudolph, I'm not sure there's room for both of us.
Woo-hoo!
Out of my way, midget. I'm hopping on this giant rat's back.
Hey, stop pushing. I'm not sure there is room for both of us up here.
Giddy up, Silver. Let's go. Wow, we're flying. This is really cool.
Marvin and I need more room. I'm slipping off.
Quit squirming around back there, guys. It's making it hard to fly.
But I need some leg room.
Stop pushing, Marvin. Whoa!
What happened?
Nothing. The little guy said he'd rather walk.
Well, I guess we'll see him if he ever decides to come back to the North Pole.
Really?
Yep. I now realize my purpose, Marvin. I'm going to help you save Christmas by taking you to meet Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Thanks, flying rat. You're going to help me save Christmas.
The North Pole is a wonderful place filled with wonderful jolly elves and candy cane street lights. The feeling of love and happiness and the holiday spirit is always in the air. And on this fateful day, there is also a stranger visiting the North Pole. He is an obese man.
Hey, watch it!
I mean, he is a large man who, for some reason, is wearing shorts and what I believe is a dog collar. And he's preparing to meet Santa Claus.
Okay, Marvin, we're gonna meet the big guy. Please don't embarrass me.
I'm so excited. I'm going to meet Santa Claus. Maybe he can help me bring toys to all the orphans at the orphanage. Then I can save the Christmas I ruined.
Ha ha ha! Hello there! Who are you?
Hey, Santa Claus, it's me, Marvin.
Why, hello, Marvin. How are you?
I'm not doing too well, Santa Claus. I've come here to ask you a favor. It seems like some idiot lost all the toys that were meant for the orphanage Christmas party in Springfield. And I was hoping maybe you could swing by and drop off some replacement toys on the night of the big party.
Well, let me just check my book and make sure all the orphans have been nice and not naughty, and then I'll be able to help them out.
Wow, that seems like such a big book. What's all those books over here?
Well, those are the books of who's been naughty.
What kind of naughty things are we talking?
All kinds of depravity. People have done some really naughty things, Marvin. Most of them, though, change their ways and eventually end up in this giant nice book.
Oh, well, let me just get a look at this naughty book from 97. Let's see here. Stealing, sawing things in half, setting things on fire. Oh, here we go. Sexual stuff. Bingo! That's the section I'm looking for. Oh, look at her. Marla Turner. Ooh. And she's a looker, too. Ooh la la. Hey, Santy. Whatever happened to this one?
That's little Marla. She had a troubled past. When she drank, she did some terribly naughty things.
Do tell.
Well, she thankfully turned her life around and went to school and became a respected infectious disease nurse. Now she takes care of the sick. You know, Marvin, she's proof that everyone can change.
Yeah, I've always said that a leopard really never loses his spots. So, Sandy, where can I look this Marla up?
Well, Marvin, her current address should be in the computer over there.
Well, let's just get a look here. It says here that she is working with Doctors Without Borders in Monrovia, Liberia. Where's that?
Oh, well, Monrovia? That's in Africa. You know, they really don't know about Christmas over there.
I mean, there is no Christmas in Africa? Do they even know it's Christmas time at all?
Not really, Marvin.
Why not, Sandy? What are you, a racist?
Well, Santa Claus is certainly not a racist.
Seems to me only a racist wouldn't want to go to Africa. I'm sure those little kids deserve some goodies. And I deserve to meet Marla and see if she's still naughty.
Oh, I can't have the world thinking I'm a racist.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we take a quick trip to this Liberia place and prove that you're not a racist?
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to take a quick trip. Oh, what the heck. Load up the sleigh. Tell the other reindeer to get ready. And Rudolph, will you be guiding my sleigh to Liberia, Africa?
Sure, Santa.
Way to go, Sandy. I knew you weren't a racist.
And once again, Marvin continues to ruin Christmas. A few hours later, Santa, with Marvin on his sleigh, arrives in Liberia, Africa.
Place looks like a hellhole.
Seems like a lot of these children are in need of some Christmas cheer, Marvin. Let's land the sleigh over here, Rudolph.
Hey, that looks like the hospital Marla works in. Let's go see her.
Can we help you?
Yeah, me and my buddy Stanny come from the North Pole to prove that we're not racist. And find a naughty nurse named Marla.
Hi, I'm Marla.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Wow, you're even more beautiful in person than you were on the naughty list photo.
Excuse me?
Oh, I mean, you sure are pretty. You want to grab some lunch back at your place and take a couple of drinks?
I would, but I was just about to go make my rounds in the Ebola wing behind that door. I have to watch over all the people.
Ebola, huh? How am I going to pull this off? Hey, San, I need you to do me a favor.
Oh, what's the favor, Marvin?
Have you ever heard of the bro code?
The bro code?
Yeah, you know, the code of the bros. When one is going to get a woman, the other one goes out of his way to help him.
Well, what do you need me to do, bro?
I need you to go into that room and watch all those Ebola kids while I hook up with Marvin.
But Marvin, there's Ebola in there. I'd rather stay with you.
Come on, Sandy. You really can't stay.
But there's Ebola in there.
You got to go away.
But there's Ebola in there.
This evening will be so very nice.
I'll catch Ebola and I might
die. I'm only gonna get one shot here. She'll only be naughty for so long. So come on, Santa, do me a solid. Just go behind the door for a while. I wanna have fun.
But there's Ebola in there.
I soon will be done.
But there's Ebola in there.
Come on, follow bro code.
But if I do, I might die.
So come on, Santa buddy, do this for your good pal Marv. You really can't stay.
Well, there's Ebola in there. Ho, ho, ho. All right, Marvin, give me the hazmat suit. I'll watch all those patients for you. It is, after all, the bro code.
This sounds like a horrible idea. The next day.
Oh, I can't believe you made me wait all night in the Ebola ward, Marvin, while you ruined all the hard work that Marla put in to get on the nice list.
Think of it this way, Santa. It's one less person you have to give a gift for because she was naughty. Real naughty.
Let's load up the sleigh. Call everyone together, Rudolph. It's time to head to Springfield, Illinois, so we can drop off the toys for Marvin so the orphanage Christmas party won't be ruined.
It was then that the jolly elf Santa and his obese friend...
Hey, watch it.
His pleasantly plump friend Marvin jumped into their flying sleigh and began the trek back to America. But that is where our story hits a snag. For you see, the reindeer needed something to eat, and Santa made the mistake of landing in New Jersey so they could fuel up. It was there that they ran into a mean Grinch of a governor who didn't take kindly to folks who had been in the Ebola region of Africa.
So, listen up here, Mr. Claus. You and your fat friend here, you're coming with me.
What is going on here?
What's going on is you and the fat man in red here have been in a part of the world that the big man ain't taken too kindly to, capiche?
Why, I don't understand.
Yeah, well, how's about I put it this way?
Compliments, Governor Christie. You and your friend are getting locked
stop. Seems you've been to Africa, that's where they got the Ebola. And the dog? Well, you see, he wants you and your frat friend here to keep your mouth shut. Compliments, Governor Christie. You guys are staying for 21 days. Staying in America, you ought to. Good news will give you bread and water. Understand? Hey, capiche, huh? Yeah. The governor, he thought you would.
21 days? We can't stay 21 days. We'll miss Christmas.
Uh-oh. Now I've really ruined Christmas.
But hiding outside of the Ebola jail, there stood a little red-nosed reindeer who knew what his true purpose was.
Now is my time. I have to save Christmas.
With just days to go before Christmas, and unbeknownst to the world, Santa Claus and his big fat loser friend...
Really?
Santa and his jolly friend of questionable character, despite not showing any signs of symptoms, were locked up by the Governor Chris Christie in a secret New Jersey prison built to house Ebola patients. Meanwhile, a junior reindeer named Rudolph, who was looking for his purpose, finally figured out that his true calling was finding a way to save Christmas. He decided he would fly to Springfield to find Marvin's friends.
I can't believe that jackass ruined Christmas.
Yeah, and then just took off. You know, he probably pawned all the Christmas gifts and then went on a vacation.
You're right. He's probably living it up on some Caribbean island or something.
All I know is he better not come back. I'm done with him. This was his last chance, and he blew it.
I've heard that before.
Don't even start with me, Tommy.
He's got a point, Ray. There comes a time when a person just has to learn from their mistakes.
Oh, trust me, I've learned. And I hope that somehow Marvin can hear this when I say...
Don't come home for Christmas. We can't count on you. You're our foe, and now we know you stole from Orphan Sue. You've ruined the children's party. You screwed up once again. So don't come home for Christmas without those toys in your hand. Don't come home for Christmas. This was the final straw. You've let us down. Now you're not around. We're pretty sure you broke the law. There's no more benefit of the doubt. You've blown your final chance. Don't come home for Christmas without those toys in your hand. Don't come home for Christmas without
your hand.
was that?
I heard it too.
There's something outside the window. Hey, you, come here. What the?
It's a reindeer.
My name's Rudolph.
Well, hello, Rudolph. Would you like to come inside and tell us why you're here?
I've come to save Christmas, and I'm gonna need your help.
With the clock ticking closer toward Christmas, a potentially Ebola-infected Santa Claus is still locked up in a secret New Jersey prison. Rudolph, a red-nosed reindeer, has decided to enlist the help of members of the Fat Club to save the day, that has thus far been ruined by the incompetent buffoon, Marvin.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I wonder what it was.
Psst, hey, dumbass.
That sounds like my old buddy Tommy.
It is me, you idiot. It's Tommy.
Tommy, what are you doing here?
I've come to let you and Santa know we've got a plan to get you out of jail.
How are you going to do that?
Ray and John noticed that Bill Cosby is in concert down the street.
How will those two guys going to a Bill Cosby concert going to get me and Santa out of jail?
They didn't go to the concert. They went over to the hotel where Cosby is staying. Don't worry. Ray has a plan. I was supposed to come by and let you know that we're going to break you out. Meanwhile, Rudolph and I are taking a trip to Atlanta.
Atlanta? Why are you going to Atlanta?
Because, just like always, we have to clean up your mess.
Oh, well. I wonder what Ray and John are doing at this hotel.
Later.
Ray, are you sure this is Bill Cosby's room?
Positive, John.
Well, I still don't understand why we're standing outside his hotel room door.
It's really simple, John. We have to wait. If Cosby stays true to form, he'll have a female friend visit him any second now.
It's a girl, just like you said, and she's coming towards Cosby's room.
Hello, is this Dr. Cosby's room? He invited me up for a meeting about my career.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Hey, this is Mr. Cosby's room. Hey, just a little advice. If he offers you anything to drink, switch drinks with him when he's not looking.
That's a little confusing, but okay.
Well, hello, little lady. Would you like to come in? We can talk about the flizzum flazzum in the Hollywood and the TV movie business. Flazzum flazzum.
Sure thing, Dr. Cosby.
Well, now what?
Now we wait. Yeah, there's our cue.
Bill Cosby's on the floor. I better check his pulse.
Are you okay?
Oh my God, I did what you said, and when Dr. Cosby wasn't looking, I switched my drink with his, and after he took a sip, he fell right over.
He's alive. He's just passed out.
Just as I predicted. John, you grab the drink that Cosby made for this young lady and come with me.
What about me?
If I were you, I'd contact the police. Or, I guess you could call CNN. That seems to be what the rest of the girls had done. Meanwhile, just outside Atlanta.
Come on, Rudolph. We've got what we came for in Atlanta. Now we've got to hurry back to New Jersey in order to make Ray's plan come together. Wonder how it's going over at the secret Ebola jail.
Hey, I can't believe it's almost Christmas, and the governor's got me standing guard outside over these two jamokes. Hey, who are you?
Hey, I'm John Latessa.
Hey, a fellow Paisan.
Hey, forget about it.
Hey, you forget about it, huh? What you doing here?
The gov sent me, you see. He said you had to watch these two mamalukes. He thought you might like a drink.
Hey, sure, I could use a drink. Boy, that gov, he's a hell of a guy. Let me just grab a sip of this. Oh, that's good. Now that is some tasty... Whoa!
Man down, Ray. He's out.
I knew it. Grab the keys, John, and let's get Santa out of jail.
What about Marvin?
Yeah, I guess we'll let him out, too.
Ray and John, you came to get me out. I knew you guys would help me.
We actually came to get Santa out of here so he can get back to the North Pole in time to save Christmas.
Usually I wouldn't mention this, Ray, but you see, there's a slight chance that Santa and I, well, we might have a bowl.
Don't worry, Marvin. We already thought of that.
Yep, the CDC gave us the Ebola antidote just in case Santa was exposed.
And Marvin, you're taking the shot, too.
And so are you, Rudolph. We'd hate for you to get infected with Ebola and get on a school bus and start licking school kids.
That's how epidemics start. or so I've heard.
Ho, ho, ho. So now I've gotten my antidote, I feel fine. And I still have a few hours to make it back to the North Pole while some of the other reindeer get you boys home. But unfortunately, Marvin, there won't be any room for those extra gifts for the orphans. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Sandy. You see, I finally realized that I've got to own up to my mistakes and stop blaming everybody else. I also have to stop coming up with harebrained schemes to get myself out of trouble every time I get into it. In other words, I think it's time I grow up and start being more responsible, starting with telling the orphans how I was the one responsible for ruining their Christmas. I hope they understand and hope that they forgive me, but most importantly, I hope one day I can learn to forgive myself, because I feel pretty crummy right now.
Come on, gang. We got to get Santa to the North Pole, and we've got to get to Springfield in order to start the Christmas party for the orphans. And so the jolly elf Santa, now Ebola-free, headed to the North Pole, while our heroes, along with Marvin, jumped into the sleigh so Rudolph could fly them back to Springfield.
Hey, you guys are finally here.
Hey, Barb, how's it going?
It's wonderful, and the kids are having a great time.
Not for long. Gather the kids around. It's time I tell them I lost the presents.
What are you talking about, Marvin? The gifts are all under the tree. The kids can't wait to open them up.
The gifts are here? What? How did they get here?
Well, that nice girl over there said that Marvin gave them to her, told her to make sure that they got here in time.
Gabrielle?
Hello, Marvin.
But I thought you stole the toys.
No, Marvin. I just took the toys because I didn't trust you with them.
Well, why wouldn't you trust me?
Because you need to learn responsibility. You're a raging alcoholic pill popper with so many issues that only a moron would put you in charge of watching toys for children.
Maybe we should let the kids open some toys now.
Wow, you're an angel, Gabrielle.
Yes, I am, Marvin. And it's about time you figured it out and learned to believe in yourself.
What a weird dream.
It's about time you woke up. We thought you were going to miss the whole party.
Yeah, welcome to the party, dimwit. It's about time you woke up.
Hey, look who's up. It's Marvin. Here you go, big guy. Have some peanut butter cookies.
Thanks, I guess. Hey, did you guys see that girl I was just talking to?
What girl? I don't see anybody.
We've been waiting for you to wake up. By the way, good job watching the toys.
Huh? I'm confused. Didn't we all just fly here with Rudolph after saving Santa Claus from dying of Ebola?
Marvin, what in the world are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex, what do you think?
You know, I just wanted to tell you that this is a great event. All the orphans look like they're having a great time, and the toys were a really good idea. Good job, guys. Even you, Marvin. You know, maybe it's time I'll start realizing you serve a purpose, and I'll start treating you Fat Club guys a little bit better.
Hey, Marvin, glad to see you finally woke up. Great job with making sure the toys got here, big guy.
Oh, thanks, Kirk. Here, have a cookie.
Marvin, no!
And thus we end our tale. There you have it. It's the story of how Marvin almost ruined Christmas. But our story's not over yet, as we take you to a lonely prison cell somewhere in a secret location in New Jersey.
Oh, man, does my head hurt. Uh-oh, where are those Mama Lukes? Oh, no, Governor Christie's gonna kill me.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone! Even you, Marvin!